Hall of Fame, 20 classic rock snubs, long-suffering bands, blocked from admission, some you probably assumed were inducted long ago. I'm Redbeard from InTheStudio.net. When more than one rock critic in 1971 declared that Jethro Tull's international hit album Aqualung was a concept album, bandleader and songwriter Ian Anderson, then the 24-year-old singer and famously one-legged flute player of Jethro Tull, set out purposely to confound those pundits with the band's next album in April 1972, entitled Thick as a Brick, containing simply one song. One 43-minute-long song. Here's the musical mason behind the original Thick as a Brick, Ian Anderson, with me in the studio.
Aqualung was a reflection of my puberty sort of years as regards my views about religion, my attitude towards relationships. It was a kind of, you know, I was writing those songs very much from the point of view of being a 14, 15-year-old. However, Thick as a Brick, in trying to make that come alive, I decided that I should really try and present this music in a humorous way. And the saving grace of Thick as a Brick is that sense of humor does stay sufficiently close to the surface that you don't get pissed off with the album for being too arty, too clever, too bombastic. Or at least hopefully you don't. If you moderately like Jethro Tull, and Thick as a Brick is okay, because that's, if humour is always there, it's there in the album cover, it's in all the artwork, the spoof newspaper and all the rest of it. So there was this kind of humorous side to it that made it possible to do this send-up lyric, which was deliberately complex and a bit crazy, and to suggest, however unlikely it might have been, to suggest that the whole thing had been written by a, you know, precocious 11 or 12-year-old or whatever the Gerald Bostock figure was supposed to have been. But, I mean, really what I was saying in the whole thing is, you know, here's a little boy of very precocious nature writing sort of rather overblown stuff, and which is, I suppose, me in a way trying to cop out from being the author of it myself.
I noticed that you're very careful never to refer to Thick as a Brick, the original, as a rock opera. Why not?
Well, it was a rock rambling, really. I mean, it was supposedly, I mean, the spoof, the parody aspect of the original Thick as a Brick was that it was supposedly written by an 8-year-old boy, who, a wannabe poet, who was having, I suppose, slightly beyond his years, rambling, pre-puberty kind of moment of, I don't know, just gushing forth with sort of grandiose ideas, and you know, it was a fun thing. This was the year of Monty Python. This was a year of the development of quite surreal British humour into an international phenomenon. So it was quite timely in the sense that this particular album should be a spoof, a parody, a setup, a complete fiction into which people quite readily bought, usually knowingly, but sometimes they didn't quite get the joke and took it all absolutely seriously. But for the most part, I think people understood it was a British humour thing. And my feeling from back then was that we were onto it was a timely event. It wouldn't have worked a year or two earlier, and it probably wouldn't have worked a year or two later, because by then we were into quite a major change of music culture in the UK, particularly as the so-called punk year or two started to come around. So at that particular point, this was not meant to be a rock opera. It was meant to be the ramblings of a young, precocious mind. And I never really thought about it as being in any way a parallel, perhaps, to something like Tommy, or even having the slightly mysterious Dark Side of the Moon kind of aura about it. That this was just whimsical, light-hearted fun, although it, you know, it had its serious moments embedded therein too. But no, never a rock opera. Just a bit of rambling, surreal British humour.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words, but a whisper, your deafness, hey, shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Sandcastle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan does rapidly peel, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. So far away, I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head and said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song